You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. A very good morning, boys and girls. And what do we say this time of the week? We say, of course, TGIF, don't we? Yes, we do. Thank God it's Friday, and aren't we really pleased? If you are just sort of opening your sleepy eyes, it's a rainy morning so far this morning, certainly here in the city. So whatever it is that you do, just, well, sit back and relax. We'll look after you. And for the next 4 hours, I'll be here till 10 o'clock, so do stick around. This is The Breakfast Show. I'm Jerry D. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM. Looking at just a few things relevant to this date, the 10th of June, in the world of entertainment, sport, and, well, sport is entertaining, isn't it? Sometimes. 1944, let's go back there. In baseball, 15-year-old Joe Nuxhall of the Cincinnati Reds becomes the youngest player ever in a major league game. 1966, Janis Joplin, what a great artist, debuted on stage at the Avalon Ballroom in San Francisco. And Paul McCartney and Wings set a record for an indoor concert crowd. This was when 67,100 fans gathered where? This was in Seattle, in Washington.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos
días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Oh,
tell you what, great song originally and a great cover as well. That's a cover of Kiss from Maroon 5. The original, of course, composed, written and produced by Prince, released on the Paisley Park label. And it was the lead single from Prince and the Revolution's 8th studio album, which was called Parade. And that was a number one hit worldwide, holding the top spot of the US Billboard Hot 100 chart for 2 weeks. And the single was certified gold in 1986. And tell you what, it ranked at number 85 as well on the Rolling Stone list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. Oh dear, Panic at the Disco. That's the name of the band, and this is called... What's it called? It's called... It's called High Hopes, and that was the band Panic at the Disco. If you're keeping an eye on the time, we're 11 and a half minutes right now. That's after the hour of 6 o'clock here on 89.3 Call FM. What have we got lined up for you this morning? Well, I can tell you, we've got a guest coming in 8.30 this morning, and that's David Garcia, the pianist. He's coming in to chat with us. We'll have to find out how his career's been going. Haven't seen him before. Since before the pandemic, obviously. So I hope everything worked out for them. You're listening to Breakfast Show, 89.3, Cool FM.
Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. I met a strange lady, she made me nervous. She took me in and gave me breakfast. And she said, do you come from a land down under? Can't you hear the thunder? You better run.
There we go, yes, talk about men at work. That's where you should be going right now, isn't it? It's a very good morning to Senor Francisco. Francisco Conte dropped us a little note this morning. Very good morning to you. Always nice to know you're out there listening, Francisco. And also to Mary Lou, of course, always up bright and early, isn't she? Talking about getting the men to work. Yes, it is that time. In fact, it is 15 and a half minutes exactly. That's after the hour 6 o'clock on this Friday morning. And let me see. What have I got for you in the shower? Oh, a good one. It's very chic, this one. Good times. There we go. There's a good disco one for you, isn't it? Good times from Chic. And that's brought us to, well, just after 19 after 6 o'clock. And that's it then. Off you go to wherever it is you're going on this Friday morning. I hope you're going to have a great day. Okay, let's just look out the studio window, see what's happening. Yeah, we had that sort of rain, a little bit of thunder, but not much. But we did get a lot of rain in the early morning here. As I was waking up, it's pouring with rain. Looks like it might be a little bit like yesterday. We're going to get some breaks in the cloud, hopefully. A little bit of sunshine peeping through. Don't know what's happened to the weather. Well, I don't know what's happened to anything these days. Just read the news. Tell you what, memories come flooding back. I remember back in 1967. Because when I was working with Forces Radio Sharjah back then, the record companies used to send us out records. Yes, you know, flat pieces of plastic, vinyl. They used to send those to us out there in Sharjah. And I can remember receiving this one. It was, in actual fact, received a little bit later on, but it was released on this day back in 1967. I remember the excitement of getting this and playing it and playing it and playing it and playing it. Stevie Wonder, released on this day back in 1967. I was made to love her. There we go, yes, Mr. Stevie Wonder, and I was made to love her. 23 minutes is the time right now after 6 o'clock. People says, why do you keep saying the time? Because people actually listen, believe it or not, and they like to know what the time is. And somebody said, why do you keep playing that at the same time? Because people like to know where they're supposed to be at a particular time, really. It's true. Even me. Oh, what's the time? Oh, I know what I'm supposed to be doing.
I got
taking a little trip back to 1984 when that was released. Nick Kershaw and Wouldn't It Be Good coming off of his album, which was called Human Racing. And it was the, in fact, the second single from the debut album. Yeah, that was his first album. And it features the non-album track, by the way, as well, on the B-side. Called Monkey Business, which was also released as a bonus track on the 2012 re-release of the album as well. Time on the Breakfast Show, we're just 28 minutes, that's after the hour of it's croaky croaky, that's after the hour of 6 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica. Panama.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And the time is exactly 1:30 the hour of 6 o'clock, and we're going to take a look at some of the local news. And we will be looking at it in more detail, don't forget, later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. The report from the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health for Thursday reports that there are 2,793 new cases of COVID-19 in the country registered in the last 24 hours. Three deaths have also been reported, plus one from an earlier date. Total now 8,288 deaths, fatality rate 0.9%. To detect the new cases, they did 13,604 tests applied, and this yielded a positivity of 20.5%. The total number of active cases in the country now is 28,046. Of those, 27,716. They're in home isolation, 330 hospitalised. Those in isolation are divided into 27,681 at their homes and 35 in the so-called hospital hotels. There are 294 patients in hospital right now with COVID-19 in the wards, 295 patients in the wards and 36 patients in the intensive care units. And the epidemiological surveillance of monkeypox is maintained in Panama through experts from the Gorgas Commemorative Institute for Health Studies, revealed the Minister of Health, Luis Francisco Sucre, who reminded that there are no suspected cases of the disease in Panama. We are also working with the Pan-American Health Organization, the PAHO, in conjunction with other countries to have the specific test to detect those infected, said Sucre. In the midst of the crisis that the capital is experiencing due to poor garbage collection, the administrator of the Urban and Home Cleaning Authority, the AAUD, Pedro Castillo, assured that the problem is a consequence of the low budget that the entity has. In the Budget Commission of the National Assembly, Castillo admitted that Panama is flooded with garbage, but the AAUD does not have the money to fix trucks or pay what it owes, I don't have money. You can't expect the authority to provide the service, he complained. We don't have the money. And this is his complaining to the deputies on Tuesday. Castillo warned that while the AAUD seeks the funds and signs a contract with the company that rents the trucks, the situation could trigger a public health crisis. I have 2 years in which we have been subject to budget cuts. No one can do magic, least of all us. I don't have money to fix trucks or pay the what I owe. I am going to speak bluntly. I don't have money. You can't expect the authority to provide the service if we don't have money, Castillo complained. Well, perhaps the legislators, if they stop making all these corrimentos all over the place, then some of that money could go towards collecting the rubbish, couldn't it? And President Cortizo, he emphasized that the project is unenforceable. This is, he was talking about the bill that he vetoed. This was bill number 241 of this year, which modified law 24 of 1996 that creates the Madungundi region, you see. He did emphasize that the project's unenforceable as a whole for infringing as a direct violation the provisions contained in various articles of the Panamanian Constitution. There's more details on that later on. Former Comptroller Federico Humbert won a court battle against the merchant Mario Martinelli, the brother of the former president, Ricardo Martinelli. Indeed, the Superior Court of Appeals of the First Judicial District rejected as inadmissible an appeal filed by Mario Martinelli against a decision by a court of guarantees that did not approve reopening a case against Humbert. President Laurentino Cortizo, during his speech at the 9th Summit of the Americas on the afternoon of Thursday, told his counterparts that the challenge is to materialize the decisions made at the regional forum, which takes place in the city of Los Angeles. In his speech, he took the opportunity to emphasize that Panama lived daily the drama of irregular migrants who risk their lives every day when crossing the Darien jungle. He reminded the heads of state that many of these migrants die during the hard journey through the Darien jungle. Therefore, it would be necessary to combat poverty in each country and offer opportunities to the citizens of these areas, these towns. A man and a woman have been apprehended on Thursday by personnel from the Anti-Corruption Prosecutor's Office as part of the investigations for the alleged commission of crimes against the public administration in the form of aggravated embezzlement to the detriment of the National Charity Lottery, the LMB. One of the proceedings took place on Thursday morning at the facilities of the LMB agency located in Rio Abajo, in which the official was apprehended. Meanwhile, the other person, a woman, was apprehended through a search proceedings at a residence located in Mano de Pedra, district of Arnulfo Arias, district of San Miguelito. These people now will be brought by the anti-corruption prosecutor before a judge of guarantees for due legalization of their arrest. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the things we've got in the news for you. A little bit later on in more detail, 8 and 9 o'clock. The time is exactly 24 minutes, that's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on The Breakfast Show. That's how I feel, really. This is Robert Plant, by the way, and Hurting Kind.
Jerry D.
Called Do You Know Where Your Woman Is Tonight? Sorry, your Speedwagon. Before that, Robert Plant and the Herding Kind, I Got My Eyes on You. 17 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock, and start taking a little rummage around the internet, see what we can find for you this morning. Don't forget, though, it is Friday. What do we do on Friday? A couple of things. Well, I mentioned that in the 8 o'clock hour, probably around about 8.30 this morning, we're going to be talking with, yes, David, the excellent pianist, David Garcia. He is going to be here chatting with us, so we'll find out what he's been doing. And I know he's got an event coming up which he wants to talk about, I believe, on Sunday. So that's around about 8.30 this morning. But before then, what do? Well, we have our Freaky Fun Facts for Friday. Yes, coming from Ingrid. She's got those for us today. And in the last hour of this morning's programme, What, Where and When with Yasmin. And we'll be finding out all about her exciting trip yesterday. Oh, yes, off she went. Outdoor reporter as well. And that's it then. Oh yes, probably a couple of tracks of Born This Day in Music. Yasmin likes to do that for us as well. So all coming up on this morning's show. Plenty of great music, of course, until 10.
It's hard to believe you don't remember me at all. Am I hard to recognize? You say nice to meet you every time. Yeah, and I made you laugh, I still remember what I said. Guess I shouldn't be surprised. You say nice to meet you every time. I know we got a lot of mutual friends. Don't say my name, don't come up in your conversations. Yeah, who crowned you queen of you? Think you're too cool, making beautiful look yourself above me. You treat me like I got nothing on you, making beautiful look ugly. You ain't the ruler of no country. Who made you the queen? I shouldn't stress about the fact you're not impressed. Are you playing again? Maybe you're not interested. I don't understand why everybody thinks you're sweet. Cause I see the opposite. No, you're not so innocent.
Queen, and it's Shawn Mendes from Canada. He gained a following back in 2013, posting song covers on the video sharing application Vine, and after that, well, basically, the rest was history after he caught the attention of artist manager Andrew Gettler and Island Records. Can't get much luckier than that, can you? Perhaps somebody discover me one day. This is Peter Tong and Bring It Back, featuring Becky Hill.
When you are ready, I will surrender. Take me and do as you will.
That's it. That's Peter Tong. I don't know if you recognize that in the background there, that last part of the track. I certainly did. Comes from this one. I Feel Love, the Roller and Sister Bliss remix. Donna Summer, I Feel Love. Tell you what, that brings back great memories. Charing Cross in London. The Heaven Disco. I remember bopping away to that one. I love that version. I Feel Love, the Rollo and Sister Bliss mix. And, of course, Donna Summer there. This is Ellie Goulding on this morning's Breakfast Show. We're keeping an eye on the time. We're 4 minutes away from the top of the hour. Going to be looking at some of the international news when we get there. All right?
Painted to pure perfection, we had a real connection. Bodies aching, overtaken. You kept me at a distance, not asking any questions. Fingers pressing, learning lessons.
Beautiful lies on a Friday night, starting to wonder where.
Chasing favor, and I'm not faking neither. Date me higher, this will expire. Your self-obsession's boring. Sorry if I'm ignoring.
passion.
Beautiful lies on a Friday night. Starting to wonder where we lost the magic. Head in the clouds, talking so loud. All I hear is dead. I'm not a material girl. Everything in your world just feels like plastic. Wearing your crown, spurting me down.
But you just want the power. You're not really down for love. You just want the power.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Yes, indeed. If you've just joined us, if you just opened your sleepy eyes, well, you should have done that by now, I would have thought. It is just a few seconds away from 7 o'clock on this Friday morning, Friday the 10th of June. Let's take a look at some of the international news for you. I promise I'll try and find some antidepressants as well later on, something to cheer you up. Ukrainian forces were holding their positions in intense street fighting and under day and night shelling in Severodonetsk, there we go. Officials said as Russia pushes to control the bombed-out city, key to its objective of controlling eastern Ukraine. Severodonetsk and its twin city, Lysychansk, on the opposite bank of the Seversky Donets River, are the last Ukrainian-controlled parts of Luhansk province, which Russia is determined to seize as one of its principal war objectives. And Russia warned the West on Thursday that cyber attacks against its infrastructure risks leading to direct military confrontation, and that attempts to challenge Moscow in the cybersphere would be met with targeted countermeasures. The warning comes after Russia's housing ministry website appeared to be hacked over the weekend, with an internet search for the site leading to a "Glory to Ukraine" sign in Ukrainian. In a statement, the foreign ministry said that Russia's critical infrastructure and state institutions were being hit by cyber attacks and pointed to figures in the United States and Ukraine as being responsible. Rest assured, Russia will not leave aggressive actions unanswered, it said. All our steps will be measured, targeted in accordance with our legislation and international law. Which, I'm sorry, is a bit of a joke. Two Britons and a Moroccan who were captured while fighting for Ukraine were sentenced to death on Thursday by a court in the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic, one of Russia's proxies in eastern Ukraine, Russian news agencies reported. The court found the three men, Britons Aidan Aslin and Sean Pinner and Moroccan Brahim Sadoun, guilty of mercenary activities and committing actions aimed at seizing power and overthrowing the constitutional order of the DPR, the Interfax news agency quoted a court official as saying. The Congressional Committee investigating the attack on the US Capitol by Donald Trump supporters trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat presented testimony on Thursday showing that close allies, even his daughter, rejected his false claims of voting fraud. The United States House of Representatives Select Committee probing the January 6th of 2021 assault also showed graphic footage of thousands of rioters attacking police and smashing their way into the Capitol. It was the first of six planned hearings intended to show that the Republican former president conspired to unlawfully hold on to power. China's United Nations envoy said on Thursday that Beijing does not want to see North Korea carry out a new nuclear test, which is partly why China vetoed a US-led bid to impose new UN sanctions on Pyongyang over renewed ballistic missile launches. But Ambassador Zhang Jun warned against making presumptions on how Beijing might react at the United Nations if North Korea goes ahead with its first nuclear test since 2017. Washington has warned that such a test could happen at any time and it would again push for more UN sanctions. United States and Chinese defense ministers met on Friday for their first in-person talk since the start of President Joe Biden's administration, trying to ensure that border tensions between the two countries do not spill over into military misunderstandings or miscommunications, officials have said. And China's commercial hub of Shanghai will lock down millions of people for mass COVID-19 testing this weekend, just 10 days after lifting its grueling two-month lockdown, unsettling residents and raising concerns about the business impact. Racing to stop a wider outbreak after discovering a handful of community cases, including a cluster traced to a popular beauty salon, authorities have ordered PCR testing for all residents in 14 of Shanghai's 16 districts over the weekend. And Sunday marks a new dawn for Russia's fast food lovers as former McDonald's Corporation restaurants reopen under new branding and ownership, more than three decades after the arrival of the hugely popular Western fast food chain. The relaunch will begin on Russia Day, a patriotic holiday celebrating the country's independence, at the same flagship location in Moscow's Pushkin Square, where McDonald's first opened in Russia in January of 1990. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the world news for today. These lockdowns in China are sort of going on and going on. I think they need to learn, I think, by the rest of us, that the best way to let this thing sort itself out is to let it run its course, which is of what we're doing. I mean, we still have cases up into the 2,000 to 3,000 mark, but they seem to be sort of stagnant at that level. But we must bring them down, mustn't we? Of course we must. Get rid of this nasty little thing 5 minutes after 7 o'clock. There we go, there's a little bit of Jelly Bean there, and jingoing. As you're keeping eye on the time, we are now 8.5 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock as we whip through this morning's programme. And next piece of music, this comes from Andrew Bird. I've got a request coming up as well. If you've got anything you'd like me to play, just drop us a line on our WhatsApp, 677-18822, and I'll see if I can find it in my music collection for you. This is Andrew Bird and Sisyphus.
Did he jump or did he fall as he gazed into the maw of the morning mist? Did he raise both fists and say to hell with this suggests? Let the rock roll. Let it go, let it crash down low. There's a house down there, but I lost it long ago.
That's it, Sisyphus. That's what it's called. Andrew Bird. Let's say a very good morning to Mary Lou, and she's wishing everybody a great day today. Have a great Friday, great weekend, and asked if we could play a piece of music from Mr. Tom Walker. And it's amazing what some people sing about. I'm interested to hear the words of this one. It's called Serotonin.
My father told me, can't wake up happy every day. Can't have the sun without the rain. Can't have the moments where you're truly on top of the world without the moments where you're down in the dirt.
There's something they don't really teach you in school about anxiety, depression, and the weight of the world. We're all looking for some gratification, a little love, a little validation. That's why I'm glad I found someone like you to see the sadness and the truth. I'm glad I found someone like you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel your touch. That's the thing about life, it only matters who you have by your side. Not the money or the cars that you're driving, that's some temporary high shit. Always chasing a climax, that's why I'm glad I found someone like you who's seen the sadness and the truth. I'm glad I found someone like you, yeah, yeah, yeah. Touch deeper than my skin, every chemical rushing in. Now I found your love, I'm coming up again, like serotonin, serotonin.
Like a pill that takes off the edge, like you're smoking that cigarette.
There we go, yes. Tom Walker and serotonin. Hydroxytriptamine is what it is. It says it's a monoamine neurotransmitter. It's a biological function. It's complex and multifaceted, modulating mood, cognition, reward, learning, memory, and numerous psychological processes such as vomiting and vasoconstriction. Right. I think mine's always sort of going a little bit wonky then. Interesting choice. Thank you for that one. That's Mary Lou. 7:16. After this one from Yola. We'll take a look at today's weather for you. Looking out the studio window, it's a cloudy morning, cloudy Friday morning, as it has been most of this week. Dancing in Tears is what that's called. Comes from Yola, that's spelled Y-O-L-A. Time is 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look and see what's happening officially with the weather. Studio window, I can see some little blue bits by the clouds. We might get a little bit of sunshine putting through. I see there's a little thing here on the Itesa Hydrometeorological Aviso de Vigilancia por Onda Tropical Wave number 6. They keep coming in, don't they? Last time, number 4. There's no stopping of it. Right, let's start off in Colón, Costa Arriba. And we're looking at 30 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature today, with 20 being the minimum. 36 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation. The relative humidity, pretty much the same as has been for a while, is 85%. Chance for a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated showers in the afternoon and a few showers tonight. Moving over to West Panama, 32 degrees Celsius, maximum temperature, 23 minimum. 38 degrees Celsius is the thermal sensation today. It's going to feel quite warm with 80% relative humidity. Going to be cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon and isolated showers tonight. Here in the metropolitan area, let's see if we've got anything different. 32 degrees maximum temperature, 23 degrees Celsius the minimum, 38 thermal sensation. So that's the same as West Panama, so is the relative humidity at 80%. Cloudy during the course of this morning, I can vouch for that, but there are some little gaps in there, so we might get some sunshine peeking through a little bit later as it gets a little bit higher up. Now, we've got cloudy this morning, isolated rains and thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. And lastly, if you're thinking about going off during the day to the Perilous Islands, taking the old Gin Palace out, we're looking at 32 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature out there, with the minimum temperature being 23. It's going to feel rather warm, though, at 39 degrees Celsius. As I tell you, when we get to 39, that's the last of that mild discomfort before we go into what they call peak discomfort. Relative humidity way up there at 90%. So there we go. There's the forecast. Now let's take a look at maritime. We're going to start off with the tide starting on the Pacific. We've got two low and one high today. Low tide, that was at 5:43 this morning. That was 1.13 meter low tide. High tide will be exactly at midday today, and that'll be 4.3 meters. The last low tide, well, second last and last low tide, 6:28 this evening, and that'll be 0.94 of a metre. And there we go. Yeah, now let's take a look and see what is happening on the Caribbean. We've got a full set, two down, two up, and two down. Starting with the low tide, 3:56 this morning, and that was 0.03 of a metre. The first high tide is 7:43. So that's not long, about 20 minutes or so. And that will be 0.09 of a metre, the high tide. The next low tide, that's going to be at 1:29 in the afternoon, minus 0.06 of a metre. And the last high tide, 9:18 tonight, 0.34 of a metre. So there are your tides. Let's look at the sea conditions, starting with the Caribbean. For this morning, no advisory for you. Conditions are good. Winds are light at 10 to 18 kilometres an hour, coming from the south-southeast, and waves are at 3 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. Not much change in the wind speed, 8 to 14 kilometres an hour. The wind direction in the afternoon will be from the southwest, and the waves, well, they're going to stay at 3 feet. On the Pacific, we have no problem. We've got good conditions, very light winds. Just 2 to 6 kilometres an hour coming in from the east, and waves are going to be at 2 feet. In the afternoon, good conditions continue. The winds will pick up slightly at 8 to 12 kilometres an hour coming in from the south. Waves, they're going to remain at 2 feet.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind, as easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything
keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I do. 'Cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lifted? You've got the light, you've got the light worth living. Bursting down to Waterloo just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You were in and out of thinking you could live past 12. You're so much different now. It can't destroy you. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I do. 'Cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lifted? You've got the light. You've got the light worth living.
Love that track. It's the title track from her album. It's just called Skin, and that is Joy Crooks. Time on the Breakfast Show. We are making our way down to the bottom of the hour. We're going to take a look at the international business news for this morning. So I think we'll take our little break and then we'll get started with that, shall we?
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
What's up, what's up? Your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
Absolutely. And if you joined us here on The Breakfast Show, it's nice to have you with us. We are half past the hour of 7 o'clock. World stocks hit a two-week low on Friday as rate hike guidance from the European Central Bank and jitters over upcoming US inflation data stoked concerns about global growth, while verbal intervention from Japan boosted the yen. The ECB said on Thursday that it would deliver its first interest rate rise since 2011 next month, followed by a potentially larger move in September. Analysts at Deutsche and Morgan Stanley lifted their Eurozone rate hike forecasts on Friday, and investors expect the Federal Reserve to raise interest rates by 50 basis points next week, especially if US consumer price data on Friday confirms elevated inflation. The consensus forecast sees a year-over-year inflation rate for May of 8.3%, unchanged from April. MSCI's World Equity Index fell 0.22% and to its lowest since May the 26th, and was heading for a 2% fall for the week. US stock index futures ticked up 0.19% after the S&P 500 and Nasdaq fell more than 2% on Thursday in their biggest daily percentage declines since mid-May. European stocks fell 1.1% to three-week lows. It was the 17th week in a row of outflows for European equities in the week to Wednesday, according to the Bank of America, with 2.1 billion leaving the space as the sector has been hard hit by the Russian-Ukraine war. Britain's FTSE 100 fell 0.75% to 2.5-week lows. The Bank of England said on Friday that it was satisfied that Britain's top banks could be shut down without putting a risk to risk the stability of the financial system or disrupting customers, but it found shortcomings at Lloyds, Standard Chartered and HSBC. The Japanese yen, that jumped on Friday. This was after the government and the central bank, in a rare joint statement, expressed concern about the yen's recent slide to hit two-decade lows. Russian gas delivery to Europe via the Nord Stream 1 pipeline across the Baltic Sea and through Ukraine remained stable on Friday morning, while the eastbound flows raised along the Yamal-Europe pipeline to Poland from Germany. This is what operator data has shown. Flows to Germany through the Nord Stream 1 were at 62,085,568 kilowatt-hours on Friday morning, similar to levels above 61 million kilowatt-hours seen over most of Thursday. And China's market share in the Russian smartphone market jumped significantly in May as manufacturers like Apple and Samsung paused new sales in Russia and Western sanctions weighed on the Russian economy. Chinese manufacturers Xiaomi, Realme and Honor accounted for 42% of Russia's smartphone sales in May. This is according to data from mobile network MTS shared with Reuters, up to 28% during the same month last year. Britain's competition watchdog said that it was planning to investigate the market dominance of Apple Inc. and Google's mobile browsers, as well as the iPhone maker's restrictions on cloud gaming through the App Store. The Competition and Markets Authority said on Friday that it was also taking enforcement action against Alphabet Inc.'s Google over its App Store payment practices. It said the two tech giants had an effective duopoly on mobile ecosystems that gave them a stranglehold on operating systems, app stores and web browsers on mobile devices. And that's it. There we go. That's some of the international business news for this Friday morning. That one about the web browsers on smartphones, I don't really see where the duopoly is, because I think I operate three different ones on mine. Nobody's sort of trying to force me to use one or the other, so there we go. Right, I tell you what we're going to do now. We're going to go back in time for a while. We're going to be playing some oldies.
Tracks you remember. it's Jerry D and the Breakfast Show.
The Ivy League there, and funny how love can be, going back to mid-60s, about 1965 that one, and before that, yes, those were the days, and that's from Mary Hopkin, and well, what do you have for breakfast? We have marmalade and loving things. If you keep an eye on the time, we're 17 and a half minutes right now. That's before the hour of 8 o'clock.
Baby, that's you say.
that's it, Loving Things, 1968, recorded by Marmalade, from Scotland, by the way. But that's okay. It's also later covered by Grassroots. I tell you what, let's go to 1966, a couple of years behind that. That's when the Who was looking for a substitute. That's the name of the song, written by Pete Townshend. Released in March of 1966. Actually, well, like the lines, I feel tall, but my shoes are high. I remember having some of those. Mine was so tall, if I was going out of the weekend, I used to have to let Heathrow Airport know so they could divert the jets. What with those are platform shoes and flared trousers. Oh, just never knew how good it was, you know. Anyway, that's the Who and Substitute. Good morning to Ashley, moving away from the oldies. Well, this is still an oldie, but not quite so old. To Ashley this morning, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, and all your faithful listeners worldwide. Have a safe and peaceful weekend. And you requested by Ray Parker Jr., The Other Woman. Choice from Ashley there, that's Ray Parker Jr., the other woman. And I'm going to take a rummage around the internet, see what I can find for you. So I've got some tech stories, I think, coming up. Don't forget we've got a guest as well, and that's David Garcia, pianist, in the 8 o'clock hour. That's going to be around about 8:30 this morning. Meanwhile, here's Michael Bublé with Brian Adams.
To you, and I walk all night, lost in the silent city lights, thinking of you, wondering will I lose my mind. After all, I'm excited that you're in my life again. After all, I'm delighted to be back where we began. I believe that you can fall in love with me again, and we'll both be standing tall. After all, all the way back when we started, there was a part of you that knew I was all that you wanted, but only shadows filled the room. I was lost. In the sleepless empty nights, dreaming of you, and those dreams you were mine. Oh, after all, we're united. Yeah, you're in my arms again. After all, I'm delighted, 'cause we're lovers and we're friends. I believe that I can fall in love. Empty night, dreaming of you, and those dreams are still mine. I'll catch you when you fall.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
No one wants to sit home. Nobody wants to be alone. When you come knocking, I'll be at your door. I don't ever want to stop. I'm gonna give it all I've got. And when they ask me, who could ask for more? Can't stand still. Won't slow down. When I go.
FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Inventa 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Fast and safe. Ship internationally to more than 220 countries and territories with DHL Express. Exporting or importing documents and packages has never been easier with blazing speeds and special promotions. Come visit our retail locations where packaging solutions from half a kilo up to 25 kilos are included at no additional cost. DHL Express. Excellent and simply delivered. Conditions apply.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And there we are. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you keep an eye on the time. We are making our way to 13 minutes. Well, we are 13 minutes after the hour, 8 o'clock. And I tell you what, we're going to take a piece of music, then we're going to link up with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. But first, I have a request. It says, hi, Jerry, and this is Anna. Could you please say hi to my daughter, Bianca Miruna, who today is having her last Friday of kinder. Wow, how about that then? And if you could play We Don't Talk About Bruno from the Encanto soundtrack, that would be amazing. Thanks, Jerry, and cheers. Well, I tell you what. Oh, Bianca Miruna. Hey, have a great Friday. Last day at kinder. Oh, the world is your oyster after that.
We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. We don't talk about Bruno. But it was my wedding day.
It was my wedding day.
We were getting ready and there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
No clouds allowed in the sky.
Bruno walks in with a mischievous grin.
Thunder.
You're telling the story or am I?
I'm sorry, mi vida, go on.
Bruno says this looks like rain.
Why did he tell us?
In doing so, he floods my brain.
Abuela, que si umbrella.
Ignoring in a hurricane.
What a joyous day, but anyway.
We don't talk about Bruno.
No, 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 no.
We don't talk about Bruno.
Hey, you live in fear when I'm stuttering or stumbling. I can always hear him sort of muttering and mumbling. I associate him with the sound of falling sand.
Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's here. It's Freaky. It's Friday. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. And, oh, I think I got a good one for you today. I hope so. Today is about fog. So, Freaky Friday, fun facts, fog. Could I get another F in there, please? Yes, thank you very much. All right, here we go. Fog is one of the most common weather conditions in the UK, right, Jerry? Particularly through the autumn and winter. But did you know when fog becomes mist, or how you can catch fog? Interesting questions. Do you know the difference between fog and mist? It's one of the more common weather conditions in the UK, particularly through the summer. So, let's talk about it. Fog bow. As the name might suggest, a fog bow is a rainbow that appears in a fog rather than in a rainfall. They are fainter and slighter and harder to see than rainbows, but are more likely to see the complete circle of the elliptical effect. Because the water droplets that make fog are smaller than raindrops, the full spectrum of the colors in a fog bow are harder to distinguish and generally appear as a bow of faint red and blue. Number two, the foggiest place in the world. The title of the foggiest place in the world goes to an area in the Atlantic Ocean called the Grand Banks, lying off the coast of Newfoundland in Canada.
Go Canucks. That area forms the meeting place of the cold Labrador Current from the north and the much warmer Gulf Stream from the south. This mixture of currents regularly causes the formation of fog, with over 200 days of fog every year. And number three, brewing in the desert. In the desert areas, there is little rainfall. Fog can serve as a valuable source of water. The Atacama Desert in Chile is one of the driest areas in the world. Early in the 20th century, it went a parching 173 months without rain. Can't say that here. No, can't. It does, however, experience frequent fog, which moves in from the coast, which the locals affectionately called Camanchaca, meaning creeping fog. Large nets are used to catch the fog with the tiny 1 millimeter openings, accumulating the tiny water droplets which drip off into the gutter, which collects the water. An average size fog catcher of 43 meters cubed can capture about 66 liters of water a day. This is plentiful enough to supply a brewery which creates 24,000 liters a year of its signature beer, Atrapana Libia, meaning fog catcher. Can you believe fog made a beer? Lovely. Hiding in the fog. On 27th of August in 1776, George Washington and his troops were fighting a losing battle against the British during the Battle of Long Island. Sensing they were beginning to be surrounded required an opportunity to retreat. A heavy fog descended on the area, providing Washington with just the time and cover he needed to retreat 9,000 of his men into Manhattan. As the fog cleared, the British descended on the American positions to find them empty. The Americans miraculously retreated, avoiding heavy casualties at a pivotal early battle in the American War of Independence. Gotcha. Number five, shifting perceptions. Can't read my own writing. When driving, while driving, most people are aware of the need to slow down in foggy conditions. But did you know fog has a hazardous impact on your speed perception? Much of our brain judge the speed by the contrast in our surroundings, such as trees or buildings flashing by in our peripheral vision. Zoom, zoom. But in foggy conditions, contrast is greatly reduced, giving the impression that you are driving slower than you actually are. Many drivers increase their speed as a result. Number six, how much water is in fog? Fog is made up of tiny water droplets, all suspended in what is essentially a cloud on the ground, which contains up to 0.5 milliliters of water per cubic meter. To visualize this, okay, if you were to fill, say, an Olympic-sized swimming pool with fog and then somehow condense it, you'd be left with about 1.25 liters of water, or just over 2 pints. That's a lot of fog for a little bit of water. The Piedmont Nebbia. In Italy, the largest wine-growing region, Piedmont, the major growing hills of Langhe and Montefiore, are frequently shrouded in a thick blanket of fog. So notorious is this fog that one of its major wines is named after the Italian word for fog, Nebbia. Nebbiolo grapes ripen later in the year and are generally not harvested until late October, by which time fog is a frequent visitor, creating a spectacular vineyard vistas and a world-class wine. I'd like some foggy wine, please. Yes, please. Nebbia, it tastes better. Number eight, clearing up the difference. You'll often hear mist and fog mentioned alongside each other. But what makes one a morning misty and another one foggy? The difference is simply a matter of how far you can see through it. If you can see more than 1,000 meters, it's called a mist. But if it's thicker and the visibility drops below 1,000 meters, it's called fog. So fog is a cloud that is near the ground or touches the ground sufficiently dense enough to reduce horizontal visibility to less than 1,000 meters, or for us Yanks, 3,280 feet. I did the metric translation there. Yeah, I did. So it forms when the difference between air temperatures and dew point is less than 2.5 centigrade or 4.5 Fahrenheit. Now, fog is made up of tiny water droplets, as we said. In the very cold conditions, they're ice crystals. When seen on a high-speed camera, like a special camera that many pictures frames in a second, that, you know, you can view then the video at slow speed, it looks like a hundreds and hundreds of small water droplets moving through the air. So the thickness of the fog depends on the variance of the atmosphere, temperature, weather, and location. Now, Fog is most likely to occur at night, excuse me, or near dawn when the temperature of the day is normally at its lowest. And there are many types of fog, such as evaporating fog, advectation fog, radiation fog, ice fog, hail fog, ground fog, and upslope fog. Ah, that's another story. But let's say the foggiest city in the world is New Orleans, with 200 foggy days per year. While San Francisco might not be at the top of the list in terms of number of foggy days, fog is famous in San Francisco, obviously. In fact, any of you have been to the city by the bay, they only see 135 foggy days. No place on earth is more associated with fog. Who doesn't conjure up this image of the Golden Gate Bridge peeking out from the clouds at the very mention of the city? It's amazing. Well, there's your difference from fog and mist. I'm saying right now I have mist because I can see through it and see the mountains beyond the mist. But a couple of hours ago, it was fog because I couldn't see 2 feet in front of me. Of course, it was dark, too. That didn't help. All right. This is the weekend coming up. You all have a safe and healthy weekend. I'm going to do a little bit more recovering. I don't have COVID, woohoo, but I do have something that's causing my nose to run and causing my head to ache and stuff like that. But I don't have COVID, and I'm grateful I have something normal again. Let's get back to normal, everybody. Keep washing your hands. Do try to stay away from crowd spreaders. And this weekend is Spay Panama, and I'll be taking my four kittens and a mamacita in on Sunday to have them snip, snip, snip. So wish me luck catching them Saturday night. All right. Take care, you guys, and back to you in the studio.
A foggy day in London town. I had me low, had me down. I viewed the morning with such alarm. British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wondered, could this thing last? But the age of miracles hadn't passed, for suddenly I saw you there, and through foggy London town the sun was shining everywhere. A foggy day in London town had me low, had me down. I viewed the morning with such alarm. The old British Museum had lost its charm. How long, I wonder, could this thing last? But the age of miracles had it passed, for suddenly I saw you there, and in a foggy London town the sun was shining.
There we go. Quite apt, really, wasn't it? Michael Bublé following on there from Ingrid. Big thanks to Ingrid for our freaky Fun Facts Friday all about fog. Well, foggy. That's it. Michael Bublé there, and a foggy day. Now, if you are thinking you might be having a bad day, well, how about this one? This is from Renee. Good morning, happy Friday. A heck of a night for us. Went to sleep around 9 p.m. last night, got up around 11 to go to the bathroom, slipped and fell. Split my elbow open. Spent a couple of hours in the emergency room at Punta Pacifica getting stitched up by a plastic surgeon. Well, didn't they have any real ones? Really? It was plastic. How cool. How cool is that? Got home around about 2:30 a.m. Blech. In honor of our daughter Reagan finishing her third year at Oregon State University yesterday, please play Alice Cooper, School's Out for Summer. Well, the best thing that's happened to you for a while, isn't it? Seriously, I hope you're going to be all right. Well, there we go. Hope that cheered somebody up. And that is completely... So, Renee, seriously, I do hope you're going to get well soon. And that is... Well, I say we're going on to something really now, which is completely different, because in a second, a minute or so, we're going to be chatting with my guest. Been on the program many times. Talented pianist. That's David Garcia. And so... Well, there we go. That's it. And a repertoire there, some of David's talents. And we've got two Davids, actually, because we've got David Garcia Jr. and David Garcia Sr. this morning. So I'm so glad you could join us. Welcome.
Thank you.
And let's get to the star. I mean, how long is it since I've seen you, David?
Well, first of all, hello, guys. it's been a long time since I've ever been into the studio.
I know. Well, certainly, I mean, it was something because we've had the pandemic. You certainly haven't been with us then. And I didn't recognize you when you turned up.
Of course.
You're at that age where you grow quickly, right?
Yeah, it's been a lengthy process, let me tell you. It's something that we couldn't just put in and write a single topic and everything is just right off the bat. So.
So tell me, how did the pandemic affect you, David? I mean, I guess a lot of practice.
Actually, the pandemic didn't affect it like it was. Mm. Like, I mostly just play songs and media with it just at home, and it's the only way of entertainment that I can only come up with. So.
I mean, I say to so many musicians when they come on here, I mean, I can't play anything, okay? I did, my mother and my grandmother, they sent me off to piano lessons when, you know, I was sort of, when you were a little person, and I just couldn't get on with it. I can't get my left hand to do something different to my right hand.
I see.
Yeah, yeah. So it was, you know, chopsticks I could just about manage, but that's it. I mean, you're obviously a natural at this, David. And how do you remember it all?
Actually, we had a little bit of contact with, of course, my professor Peter Skolsky, and we were doing more pieces than before, and on some occasions we have to do some presential classes, and you know, like. Getting in person, something like that, because the pandemic affected a lot, and that's why we had to do some virtual classes.
Amazing. Now, you play with many pianos, and we all hear about the difference in things like Steinways, and have you got a favorite piano?
Actually, I do have some favorite pianos. I mean, one of my favorite one, Steinway, just to be sure. Mm. I mean, I did participate with some of other pianists in other parts of the world, and mostly some international, some in Colombia, and you name it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Shame you didn't bring it with you today. Never mind.
Yes.
And so, David, what it was, because let me ask, how old are you now?
Actually, I'm 14. So.
Right.
14.
Incredible. And what do you sort of feel you want to sort of end up with the, well, I think you're already doing the big orchestra. He's already doing the big orchestras, isn't he, David Senior?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's all right. I can't get used to it either, and I've been doing it 12 years.
Okay.
So what do you aspire to David? What would you see in the future you'd really like to be doing?
Actually, with my proper talent, I guess I want to, like, reach to many parts of the United States and, you know, always visiting some brand new, you know, colleges, universities, and everything that have my typical kind of endeavor, something like that.
That's wonderful, wonderful. And tell me, I mean, you know, Dad, you know, with the family, I mean, you have to give David a lot of support and get him around. And how's it work for the family?
I mean, this is for us. It's a main goal to support him in order to help him to grow in the music world. No?
Mm-hmm.
So we are organizing multiple, you know, recital different countries right now. That will be the first. We are planning to go to Colombia to present the same recital, and also in Iowa, in this month with Iowa and Miami. So we are trying to help him to show his talent to different people.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically that, and the other is how we are developing the skills with different, you know, professor around the world,
right,
because you have to listen many techniques and many
things, that's it,
in order to help him, you know, to develop all of the talent that he has.
It's amazing how quickly he picks it up. I mean, you know, when we look at, you know, as we came into the program, we had segments there of some of the music that Davis plays, and it's incredible. I mean, he must be very, very proud.
Yes, I mean, we are really proud of that. But, you know, he's playing, you know, the repertory is more that people that are in the university, in the senior years. So for him, it's a little bit more difficult because he don't have, you know, the body,
right,
you know, developed enough in order to play that kind of repertory. But it's something that helping for the future, in order to, when he have the entire body ready, so the music will be, the sound of the music will be much better, even than he are playing today.
Is there anything that you particularly find very, very, very more difficult than anything else, David, when you're playing?
I'm actually still playing some difficult stuff from now on, and even continue to level up a little bit, and maybe play some pieces with some impossible difficulty.
Right. That's ambitious. That's wonderful. Now you have got an event. You've got an event coming up on Sunday, right? We're going to be playing on Sunday.
Exactly. I'm going into the Boquete, which is there's where the majority in Chiriquí, most people speak English, Canadian, and something like those. So it's gonna be quite a legit concert, and even though for you viewers,
yeah, pay attention, watch.
Yes, it's gonna be at 4 p.m. in about like an hour or an hour or less of the full repertoire. So yeah, that's all I'm gonna say.
That could be this Sunday, huh? This Sunday at 4 p.m. in the Boquete Library.
Oh, wonderful.
Building.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. And tell me, how this is, you know, you're going down to Boquete, and I know David plays abroad as well. How do you sort of deal with the logistics, David Sr.?
Okay, no, we have the support of the Boquete, you know, logistic resada there. We will need flight on Saturday, so tomorrow tomorrow we will be flight to there, and we will not return on Monday. So we was an agreement. We have an agreement with them in order to have all of the logistic for this specific trip. And basically, that's that we do for every recital.
And tell me, does David have to use the piano? Does David have a piano that he takes around with him, or?
You know, the pianists have a challenge every time that he will be playing, because he cannot, you know, bring the instrument.
That's going to say, every piano is different, isn't it?
So you have to play with the piano that is in the place. You know? And that is a challenge, because sometimes the piano is not in a good condition. You have to play with the piano as is, you know. And this is one of the challenges in different countries or different cities.
Sure.
Because we have to ask for for tuning the piano. This is one thing. The order the piano do not have a good condition of the mechanism internally of the piano. It's something that we request before a recital or before a presentation.
Okay. And do you do the piano tuning?
No. I'm bass guitar.
Really?
I'm playing the bass guitar.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Well, you should have brought that with you today.
Okay.
Oh, wonderful. I tell you what, we're going to take a piece of music, then we'll be back with David Jr., David Sr. as well. And guess what? Billy Joel and the Piano Man.
There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin.
He says, son, can you play me a memory? I'm not really sure how it goes, but it's sad and it's sweet and I knew it complete when I wore a young man's clothes. La 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 la. Sing us a song, you're the piano man. Sing us a song tonight. Well, we're all in the mood for a melody, and you got us feeling all right. Now John at the bar is a friend of mine. Gets me my drinks for free, and he's quick with a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. He says, Bill, I believe this is killing me, as a smile ran away from his face. Well, I'm sure that I could be a movie star if I could get out of this place. Now Paul is a real estate novelist who never had time for a wife, and he's talking with David, who's still in the Navy and probably will be for life. Coming to see, to forget about life for a while. And the piano, it sounds like a carnival, and the microphone smells like a beer, and they sit at the bar and put bread in my jar and say, man, what are you doing here? Oh, la 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 di di da, la la.
There we go, Billy Joel and Piano Man. We have our very own Piano Man with us this morning, David Garcia. And David, let me ask you, because you play the piano, and do you ever play some other keyboards as well? Just for fun?
Actually, actually, I don't have, like, a, you know, specific ways of, like, you know, having fun, but, yeah, I mean, I actually, I don't have any other keyboards, I just have only one. I mean, I mean, once I have, like, two keyboards before, and now I just kept with only one, so, it's either way if you go acoustic or electric, it's either way.
Electric piano, yeah. Well, yeah, so, because they do sound so, so good these days, don't they? It's incredible. And tell me, favorite piece of music you like to play?
I think, like, the rest of the repertoire that I'm going to do, I think the Herrick Polonaise is my favorite.
Okay. Which one's that, David? Chopin. Ah, okay, yes, Chopin.
Chopin is, you know, as you write, but the pronunciation is Chopin.
I know.
Chopin.
Chopping, like in the kitchen.
Yes.
You know? Hey, tell me, do you ever play any light, you know, I'd say live music, but any sort of, do you sometimes sit down and play pop music or anything like that, or?
Actually, I kind of play some contemporary music. I actually have one that's Alberto Ginastera. He's Argentine, and this is part of the Argentine dances.
Okay.
So this is based on Argentine culture, and this is technically contemporary music. So, hopefully, normally I can see another contemporary music to see.
Wow. And tell me, David Senior. It's easy to remember the name. I just went for Senior and Junior. how did it come about with David, the discovering his love, his ability and his love for the piano?
I mean, that's a really interesting story because he was in school receiving music for, you know, classes. At that time, you know, just the kids just received, you know, instruction regarding, you know, rhythm and was with the teacher playing at, you know, the piano, and he was listening. When he came out to our home, he started to play the entire session of the professor on class. But my wife created a video with that sent to the teacher, say, hey, help, thanks for teaching David, you know, all of those pieces. And the answer of the teacher was, I didn't teach anything. He was listening just and seeing me play the piano.
Yeah.
So when we listen that message from the professor, we say, you know what? We have to take this seriously because this is not normal.
No.
You know, it's something amazing because he has a perfect pitch.
No, it's a gift. And I mean, this is, I saw a similar thing on the BBC a while ago now with a gentleman who was autistic, and he would sit down, and they had this professional organist, and he sat down, he played this piece on the organ, and this other guy had never heard it before. He sat down and just completely repeated it exactly as it was. I mean, that really is a gift.
As a matter of fact, when we were, for example, for a concerto, orchestra concerto, when we came to the home, he started to play the same thing. The entire, you know, concerto was including, you know, the horns, you know, the stream, everything, you know, with the piano. So it's something amazing.
Absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Me as musician, for me, I say that is the you know, huge skill that I saw in my life. You know, that somebody that can listen just more details, and can, you know, repeat that just automatically.
Yeah.
So it's amazing.
But this is a gift that autistic people have. I mean, not just in music, but so many other ways. There's a guy in London who's an artist, and he will go out and he'll look at the London skyline, and he'll go back and he'll sketch it to every single detail.
I saw that program in I think in Discovery Channel, when was that?
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, absolutely incredible.
Many details, you know, that is included.
Yeah. So now let's remind everybody, David, you're going to be playing on Sunday. So everybody listening, if you want to see a real talent, That's the time to do it. That's going to be, well, you can go to Bolchetti. Yes, it is in Bolchetti, so it's just quite a way to, but it's worth it. Trust me. And I tell you what, the people in Bolchetti, that are listening, because I know some of you do, you've got this coming up at the weekend. Do not miss it. Okay. So remind everybody where it's going to be. Senior, junior, together.
Yes.
Okay.
We will be together, but yeah. You know, by the starting him. So everybody is invited to this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
If you will be in Bolchetti, we really appreciate if you can go to the really good repertory there. We invite everybody, if possible, to go there. We will be welcome there.
Okay.
Exactly. So, of course, this is sponsored by the Mailbox ETC. So.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. Mailbox ETC, great.
And, of course, we have some donation for $10. So,
mm-hmm.
So you guys can be able to check out. So.
Going along. Absolutely. Well, look, David. Thank you both, as always.
Thank you.
For being with us here on this morning. Of course, Mum's here as well.
Yes.
And I'm so absolutely delighted to see you again, David. It's been a long time. And good luck. And we'll see you again soon, because I'm following your career.
Absolutely.
You know? You have to play for me, because I can't play anything.
Yes. Anyways.
Here's a nice piece to take us out with.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3, con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Use Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El call center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
Whoa! Valet Motors, best car service around Panama. WhatsApp them at 6431-0419. Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
I was dreaming of the past, and my heart began to I began to lose control. I began to lose control. I didn't mean to hurt you. I'm sorry that I made you cry. I didn't mean to hurt you. I was feeling insecure. You might not love me anymore. I was shivering inside. I was shivering inside.
Started off with Roxy Music and Jealous Guy, and followed on there, that's Marshmallow featuring Khalid, and Silence is what it's called. Silence is what you won't get on this program, I'll tell you that. No such thing as silence. Hey, let me just remind you, of course, today is Friday, and what do you want to do on Friday? You want to go out and have a good time, don't you? And you've got Frank's. Frank's, if you're over that way, or you can go over that way, especially Plaza Downtown in Costa del Este. You've got a fun spot to go there. You've got Frank's place. That's where they are. After office from Tuesday to Friday, 4 to 7pm, 2 for 1. That's on the drinks, national beers, sangria, mojitos, margaritas, caipirinhas, house wines and spirits. And you can follow them, of course, on Instagram at Frank's Place Panama. And late night. Yeah, Frank's late night from Tuesday to Friday from 10pm to 12am. 2 for 1 for pizzas, chicken wings and draft beers. And you can say, follow them on Instagram. That's at Frank's Place Panama. Go and check it out. Oh, by the way, if you're in the city and you're just going out, fancy a nice dinner out tonight. Friday, what do we have in the UK? We have fish and chips. Yep, if you want your fish and chips, know where to go to, don't you? Go to Wallace in Avenida San Juan Luis in Obarrio. Oh, making me hungry. Haven't had breakfast yet. Let's say a very good morning to Christopher. Christopher Bowman dropped me a little line. Good morning, says Jerry D, Yasmin and listeners. Love the plural. May we please hear Un Grau de Aria by Club des Belugas. Oh, I do. I love that. That's my kind of music, that is. Good choice, Christopher. That's Un Grande Area. I think probably crucified the pronunciation of that. But it reminds me a lot of this. You remember this one? Yeah, that's the Austin Powers theme. I'll play that a little bit later on this morning. But, yeah, it reminded me of that, because that, in actual fact, when I was working on another radio station, that used to be my theme tune. Anyway, I completely digress. It's that time of the week, that time of the day. It is a Friday. Take a wander down the corridor. See if Yasmin got back from Cologne all right yesterday. Got back all right, yes. Mm-hmm. Long day, I think. Good morning, Yasmin.
Hello, good morning.
And how was yesterday? I want to know.
Well, it was very nice. We had a nice day the time we were there.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was so nice.
So what did you do?
Well, we went, we got an invitation from the Ministry of Culture.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to the new Minister of Culture, which is Giselle González Berrué.
Mm-hmm.
And we made a tour to see the progress of the restoration work on the Portobello Customs Building.
Ah, okay.
Which was my first time there because I didn't even know that was there.
Oh, see, you went to Portobello?
Yeah, I've been there before, but not to that building.
No, I thought you were only going over to Cologne.
Yes.
It's a long way.
Oh, yeah.
No, Portobello is a long way.
It's very, very far.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what time did you get there? Because you said you were late leaving, weren't you?
Yes.
Won't mention any names.
Yes.
Yeah. No, okay.
it wasn't my fault. But
no, it wasn't your fault. And strangely.
Yes. And yeah, we went late, so we arrived very late.
Yes.
Yeah, we arrived at almost 3 p.m. yesterday.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were leaving early in the morning.
Yeah, we left at 3:30, and it should be at 8.
All right, so you left at 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
And it took you that long to get to Portobello?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
It's too long.
Why didn't you get some kind... Why did you cycle?
And the driver was very fast. So,
oh, so he was, yeah, yes.
Mm-hmm.
How's the road out to Portobello now?
It's good. Yeah? It's good enough, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good. Okay. I didn't realize you... I thought you were going to Cologne to see something there, but I've been to Portobello. I've been to the customs house there.
Oh, yeah?
So they've done that up, have they?
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, it's the work is 50% complete.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be ready on 2023.
Wow, they must be doing a lot of work. Because, I mean, when I went to see it, it didn't seem to be in that bad condition. Mind you, that was a few years ago. There's still galleons out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the nice thing is that they are trying to keep the original structure.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Like the coral columns that they have. They are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's very nice. And, of course, people from Portobello are working there.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's employment. Very good. Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Important.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wonderful. And it's nice they took you all the way. Did they feed you?
Oh, yes. They gave us lunch. Very nice.
Uh-huh. What did you have? Sandwiches?
Yeah, it was a chicken sandwiches. But
oh, it was, yeah?
But I don't know. It was very nice the way they did it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, what a wonderful.
We got some fruit, some juice, water, and everything.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. So it was a little bit like going to get your vaccination, really, wasn't it? Because I couldn't believe it the first time I went to get my first vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the school, and then they gave you a bottle of water,
mm-hmm.
and then they gave you a little package with a banana and some mm-hmm. biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, God, this is going to come here every day. Yes, you know, feed me every day. Yeah, it was no... And, yeah. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that's good. And I think it's good that the Ministry of Culture then is taking you to actually see mm-hmm. what is being done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. You should bring the Minister of Culture here because this is cultural.
Yes, they're trying to do this with all the buildings that they're mm-hmm. restoring right now. So people will know how it goes and when
great.
It's going to finish. Yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I think, hang on, let's give them a little bit of this. And by the way, to the legislators that won't give more money to the AAUD.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I thought I'd do that as well. I feel a lot better now. I mentioned it earlier on, sort of diversion, because, you know, the AAUD, you know, they keep, they've had for 2 years, they've been reducing their budget.
Well, that was one of the bad things about yesterday when we arrived to Cologne.
Yeah.
Ugh, trash everywhere. Yeah. Everywhere, it was horrible.
So it's not just here then?
No.
But it's, come on, they keep cutting everybody else's budget, mm-hmm. and then they go out and they spend all this money, costing the government money mm-hmm. with all these new corrimentos and all this mm-hmm. thing. Mm-hmm. Let's get our priorities right, exactly. Shall we? Mm-hmm. Let's look after the people first,
yes.
and you go to the back of the queue because it's our money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've said my bit. No more programs for me then. Yeah, so that was good. That's a nice day out, but it was a long day out. What time did you get back?
At 3. We went.
3 in the morning?
No.
Oh.
We were here at 3 p.m.
Oh, okay. So it didn't take you. Oh, you left at 8:30 and you got back at 3 p.m.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that wasn't too bad then.
Mm, yeah.
Huh.
I bet. I don't know.
Was it one of these little coaster buses? Or?
Mm-hmm, yes.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm.
And it was raining a lot also when we were
really,
coming
yeah.
back.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, good. I'm glad about that. I'll teach you to go off for a day. I tell you what, next time there's a day out, I'll go. You stay here. Do
okay.
this. You
yes.
can do. I'll show you how to use the buttons.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
No problem. Oh, well, wonderful. Oh, that's excellent. And so, well, that kept you entertained. What else is there to keep everybody else entertained?
Okay. Yes. Remember, this week is vacation week for the students.
Oh, and is it for us? No.
No.
Okay. just checking.
No. So there are going to be many activities in the city. Thanks to Alcaldía and Mi Cultura,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have activities around the parks and schools, so you can go to Instagram account, Cultura Mupa,
mm-hmm.
because they have different phone numbers and different contact numbers for the schools,
mm-hmm.
the juntas comunales,
mm-hmm.
libraries, and sports area. They're going to have different activities, different
mm-hmm.
workshops for everybody starting at 10 a.m. next Monday, from Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a lot of activities like drawing, folklore,
mm-hmm.
painting, theater, dances, breakdance,
mm-hmm.
and different contests. So it's going to be very good to keep them entertained during the vacation.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Well,
you can buy a cage and a lock.
Yes, and also don't forget tonight it's going to be Aphrodisiaco Live.
Ah, okay.
Remember Aphrodisiaco?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
They're going to be playing at the El Sótano,
mm-hmm.
8:30 p.m. tonight. The donation is just $10. And you're going to be listening to Banda Centenario, Milagros Blades,
mm-hmm.
Guerras en el Mic, and Demetrio Bradway is going to be also there. This is going to be a very nice presentation. Aphrodisiaco en vivo. You can follow them
yeah.
on Instagram, Aphrodisiaco PA, mm-hmm. PA Panama. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do the Disney music.
Okay, right? Yeah, let's do one of those. Yeah, we got a couple for today. A couple of good ones again.
Okay, let me see the first one. Born Disney music, Judy Garland. She was born in 1922. Singer, actress. Played Dorothy in the 1939 film Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
Sang Over the Rainbow in the film. In 1961, U.S. number one comeback album, Judy at Carnegie Hall. Over the Rainbow was voted the song of the century in a 2001 poll published in America.
Of course. That's mm-hmm. something number one.
Mm-hmm.
Over the rainbow, way up high, there's a land that I heard of in a lullaby. Somewhere where the clouds are far behind me.
there we go. Yes, Judy Dyland and Over the Rainbow. You see, now that was the original version. Mm-hmm. All right. It mm-hmm. was not made by the Hawaiian Izzy Kamakapakaoli. Okay. Karamioli.
What is his name? I forgot.
Kamakawa Loli.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh.
It's like Karamioli.
But it's a nice version, too. I like it.
It's a nice version, but yeah. That's the original.
Yeah.
Go and see the movie.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, some. Mm-hmm. You've not seen the Wizard of Oz movie?
Yes, I did, but a long time ago.
Well, of course it was. It's been out since God knows when. But,
yes.
And there was another version called The Wiz, which was a sort of upbeat version with the Michael Jackson, I think. Yeah. And okay. Elton John did a song called Somewhere Over the Yellow Brick Road. Follow the Yellow Brick Road. You remember that one? So yeah. The Yellow Brick Road is what was in, which was in the movie as well.
Mm.
You had the straw man and the lion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. And the lion and the Iron Man, one who looked like a teapot. He was all covered in like metal.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun. Yeah. I mean, when it first came out, it was quite different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, no CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Real people.
Yes.
Yes. okay. What else we got in entertainment, yes?
Okay. Also, Al Museo de la Mola. If you haven't been there yet, you should go because it's a beautiful little museum at Casco Antiguo, Museo de la Mola. You can find them on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to have tomorrow a nice workshop. You're going to be able to do a mola, but with paper.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's very uh-huh. nice. Uh-huh. And they're going to have two groups. They're going to have a group for kids at 2 p.m. And for adults, it's going to be at 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody can learn how to do these molas with paper.
Good. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be... And this is a very nice museum.
Oh, that's good. So instead of a mola, it'd be a papaola.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good name.
A paparola. We come up with all these good ideas here, really, don't we?
Yeah.
You can tell we've got nothing else to do.
So you can make your reservation at info@museodelamola.org or find them also on
mm-hmm.
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very nice activity to do. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And also at Mac Museum, they're going to have, let me see, this is tomorrow, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. It's a new exhibition. The name is El Ser Imposible. It's
okay.
going to be at La mm-hmm. Bóveda.
Mm-hmm.
This is at the second floor. And tomorrow from 12 to 7 p.m. The entrance is going to be free.
Mm-hmm.
And this is in collaboration with Fundación Iguales, because
mm-hmm.
this
mm-hmm.
is the Pride Month also. Pride Month.
Right.
And this is at Mac Museum, so you can get more information at their Instagram. And also, tomorrow at 6:45,
okay.
they're going to have a movie. This is a documentary
mm-hmm.
about
mm-hmm.
migration in Central America.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's going to be outdoors because that's the way they have the movies right now.
Mm-hmm.
So the entrance is also free. And this is a very interesting topic too. Casa en Tierra Ajena, about migration in Latin America.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Big topic at the moment.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Okay.
Plenty of things for learning things. That's
exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's continue with the second one, born
okay.
this day in music.
Mm-hmm.
It was Gerald Gregory. He was born in 1934. He was an American singer from 50s doo-wop group The Spaniels. Their 1954 hit, Good Night, Sweetheart, Good Night, was featured in such films as Three Men and A Baby and American Graffiti. The Spaniels became one of the first artists to sing with BA Records, the first large independent Afro-American owned record label.
Uh-huh. Okay. Mm. Let me see if I've got the... Yes, I've got it here. No, I was just looking. I was looking to see if I had one of my other little bits and pieces. Anyway, this is The Spaniels. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. It's time to go.
to go. I hate to leave you, but I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart, well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you, I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart, good night. Well, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, baby, I just can't get right. Well, I hate to leave you, babe. Don't mean maybe, because I love you so. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night, mother. Oh, and your father would like it if I stay here too long. One kiss in the dark, and I'll be going. You know I hate to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. I hate to leave you. I really must say, oh, good night, sweetheart. Good night.
You're going to have a do-do-do. That's what they call a doo-wop, you know.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's nice.
Do you want to hear what their follow-up single was?
Mm-hmm.
That's the Spaniels.
Yes.
Couldn't resist it. We got Sonic for everything here, right? Mm-hmm. So what are you doing today, yes, and over the weekend?
Today, just exercise.
Oh, good. I'll feel better.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm, that's all.
Okay. That's mm-hmm. it? And yeah. the weekend?
Yeah,
anything
well,
special?
Yeah, I have another photography exhibition for everyone. It's free.
Oh, okay.
At Albrook Mall.
Mm-hmm.
Pasillo del Koala. This is an artistic portrait of albinos, which is very interesting. I see the photo they have here in the flyer. It's so beautiful, the girl with the Guna dress.
Okay.
So beautiful. So this exhibition is by Nypiller Hawking. Is the name of the artist, and it's going to be until June 26th.
Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
At Albrook Mall, Pasillo del Koala. That's going to be nice,
yeah.
too.
Yeah, excellent. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that's all.
And that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, plenty to do. Let's see. All right, well, you have a great weekend.
Thank you, you too.
And I tell you what, I played it early on. I must remember I played part of the Austin Powers theme.
Oh, yeah.
And that was when I was working with the other radio. this was my theme tune. Perhaps I should adopt it again, you know, because I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this is going to take us out this morning's program.
Okay.
Take care, yes.
Have fun.
Bye. prefer they always know it as the Austin Powers theme tune. But in fact, it's a piece of music that's been around quite some time. Back in 1962, that originally released. Soul Bossa Nova, instrumental composed and first performed by and record producer Quincy Jones, appeared on his 1962 Big Band Bossa Nova album on Mercury Records. It's been covered and used many times, that one. And I love it. I always think of Austin Powers. I suppose I really just got to know it through the Austin Powers films. Anyway, that's it. That has brought us to the end of this morning's breakfast show, our Friday morning show. Last one for this week as well. The weekend. Oh, looking forward to that. So please look after yourselves over the weekend. And let's say a few thanks to my guests this morning. We had David Garcia, Junior and Senior with us. Don't forget to go and check out David's work. He's got his own YouTube channel. What an absolutely brilliant pianist he is. So David Garcia, and also with David Garcia Senior. And great to have you all with us this morning, and look forward to seeing you again soon. Big thanks to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, for our freaky fun facts at Friday. It's all a bit foggy this morning, but it's very good. I enjoyed that one. And big thanks to Yasmin, of course, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and of course on Fridays, for what you can be doing, where you can be doing it, when you can be doing it, and a couple of Born on This Day in Music. Thanks to my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the UK, working away. Big thanks to him, and as always, to you. Don't forget the boys and girls of Group of Grand who turn us on in the morning. I think I can say that. So big thanks to them. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Be back with you on Monday morning, 6 o'clock. All right? Have a great weekend. What do I say to you? Be careful what you're doing, all right? Do it carefully. I'm going to be talking to you, not talking about you, on Monday. All right? So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.